Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tait. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Simmons. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pat Simmons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Gherkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lind moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lind scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doug Tait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tait hits a line drive beyond first. Morgan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Williams moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Pat Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Autry moves to second. Merle Settlemyer now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Autry moves to third. Schott moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to home to get Autry. Schott moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerken hits a line drive towards center. Flagstead chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Flagstead. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. Gherkin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Autry reaches second base with a double. Gherkin scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Settlemyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Settlemyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoffman scoops up the ball and tags Lind for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Flagstead moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerken hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Autry reaches third base with a triple. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Autry scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Jameson bunts towards the mound. Settlemyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schott moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Schott moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind catches it and throws to first to double up Tate. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Red Rawlings now playing first base. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Carl Sumner now playing center field. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Settlemyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Gerken reaches second base with a double. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerken scores. It's 10-3. Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Autry moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Autry scores. Schott moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-4 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schott scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 12-3, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Lind moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Merle Settlemyer. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Gerken. Heving reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heving tags and moves to third. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Heving scores. It's 12-4, Indians. Carl Sumner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sumner for the out. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's 12-5, Indians. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Griffin now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rawlings scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-4 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gerken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoedap fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Tate now pitching. Bill Reagan now playing right field. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Autry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Schott strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Autry moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Autry moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Autry scores. Jameson scores. Lind goes all the way around to score. It's 15-5, Indians. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoedap hits a fly ball into right field. Reagan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Langford now playing left field. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards third. Hoedap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.